This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you get your week started the best way possible as we take some time in God's Word, the Bible, and see what God has to say to us. Because God is here. He's involved in your life. And He wants to use the Bible to communicate with you personally. The Bible has general truth, spiritual truth for life, but God wants to work in your heart so that through that general truth, you understand what God is saying to you personally, how God wants to work in your life. But you only catch that message from God if you're listening. You ever noticed how when you get quiet and just listen for a minute, that you hear all sorts of noises and sounds that you never noticed before? They were there all along, you just weren't noticing them. Well, it's the same with God. When you stop to listen, you begin to recognize what God is trying to say into your life. We want to look this week at the theme of serving people, having a passion to serve other people. In Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul says to the Philippian church, "Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. And have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Well, we've looked at this passage several times in the past, and that's because this is such a central passage in the Christian life. The Lord Jesus showed us how God wants us to live in a way that puts other people first, that cares for their interests and cares for how we can serve and bless them. You know, that's God's attitude towards us. That's the way Jesus lived, and he wants to live that way in you. What God, through his Holy Spirit, has placed in your heart, you need to share with others. You need to make your love more than just a feeling of appreciation for people, not just an emotion that you feel. Make your love active. Get involved in helping others. When you make helping and serving others the normal way of living, you honor God with your life because that's God's way. Billy Graham once said, "The highest form of worship is the worship of unselfish Christian service." Well, who is there in your life today that you could serve, not because you have to, not because they have expectations of you, but simply because you want to bless them? And the reason you want to bless them is because of how much God has blessed you, even when you didn't deserve it. Learn to serve like Jesus served today. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.